With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump says abortion is an issue that's best left to the states to decide. Mr. Trump released a video this morning on Truth Social discussing his views on abortion. In that video, he says he does favor exceptions for rape, incest, or cases where the life of the mother is in jeopardy. Thousands rallied in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, marking 6 months since the Hamas terror attack on Israel and unleashed the war in Gaza.
Bring them home alive to me! Bring them home alive to me!
Marchers demanding the release of hostages still being held by Hamas in Gaza. And the Israeli military has withdrawn the bulk of its forces from the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. However, the IDF stressing this does not mean the war is over. IDF officials say the troops are resting and regrouping for the next phase of the operation, which may be an attack on the final Hamas stronghold of Rafah. Also at SRNNews.com, the head of the UN's atomic watchdog is denouncing a drone strike on one of the six nuclear reactors at the Russian-controlled Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine.
He said that this kind of incident cannot happen. He said it was a no-go. He said it was essential that both sides did not jeopardize nuclear safety. And he has warned repeatedly in the past about the dangers of military activity near a nuclear power plant. And it's interesting that we've had this sort of situation where both Russia and Ukraine have regularly accused each other of shelling the plant and risking nuclear disaster.
And that is the BBC's Bethany Bell reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow up 32 points, NASDAQ is down 20 points. This is SRN News. Anti-Semitism is on the rise in New York City again. Police report that after a recent decline of attacks, the city saw a spike in the month of March. There were 43 anti-Semitic incidents reported last month, compared to just 17 in the month of February. In fact, the March tally is the highest for New York City so far this year. Anti-Semitism is on the rise all over the U.S. and around the globe as well, especially following the Hamas attack on Israel last fall that sparked the war. The NYPD points out that the Big Apple has been the scene of numerous pro-Palestinian demonstrations, and that seems to be fertile ground for anti-Semitic incidents as well as attacks. The Indiana Court of Appeals giving a small victory to a group of residents suing the state over its near-total abortion ban. The three-judge panel agrees with the plaintiffs, who claim that the ban violates a state law meant to protect religious freedom. This is SRN News. Millions of spectators in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada eagerly awaiting the total solar eclipse today. It's expected to be North America's biggest eclipse crowd ever, thanks to the densely populated path. However, cloud cover is threatening to spoil the view for many. Clear skies are only promised in northern New England and parts of Canada. During the eclipse, the moon will pass in front of the sun, obscuring the sun for up to 4.5 minutes. The rest of North America will see a partial eclipse, that is, weather permitting. Salvage crews have started removing containers from the deck of the cargo ship that crashed into and collapsed the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. This is an important step toward a full reopening of one of the nation's main shipping lanes. Officials said yesterday the removal of the containers from the deck of the ship would continue this week as weather permits. More details at SRNNews.com.